Today's shir should be Zecher Nishmas of Ezer ben Rav Tzvi and Tzipora Bas Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, the neshama should have an aliyah. The topic for today's shir is skin banks. Are they halachically permitted? So the discussion really starts in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf Tes, where the Gemara over there says one may not have hana from a mace, one may not derive benefit from a dead person, for covered hamais. Most poskim are of the opinion that this is an iser min hatar, this is iser deraisa, to derive benefit from the body of the deceased. So now the question arises, would the iser deraisa of having a na'a from a mace be doicha this chayla, healing the sick? Meaning, what happens is that hospitals save up skin from people that passed away. It's called a skin bank, and then now when somebody has a burn victim or somebody needs skin, they'll take them and they will apply it to the victim. So the question is, would that doicha the isra hana? Would that be nitcha? Because of that, would I say that you're allowed to take skin from the mace and be doicha the cover the mace? So again, this question is only when we have a Jewish deceased with a Jewish corpse, with a Jewish cadaver, because poskim are of, there's a machlokes of poskim, what status do non-Jewish cadavers have? That's not for the realm of this shir. So the discussion starts where there's machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and the Yaakov Emden about autopsies. There was a story in London, I believe, and there was machlokes, a boy that wanted to perform an autopsy. What circumstances wanted permitted to perform an autopsy? So Rabbi Yehuda and Tinyana Yeradeya Simon Reish Yud qualifies that an autopsy is only allowed to is only permitted when there's a chayla bilfonin, when there's a current need right now. But for a future need, one would not be permitted to perform an autopsy. Meaning, I have to know that this information will have a direct effect right now for a sick person. But to say that I don't know what this person died from, and by doing an autopsy, it could be useful in the future, that would not be permitted. Now, the Chazanish in Avelos Reish Ches Zayin in Olos Chav Beis Lamed Beis says that this principle of the Noid Yehuda, that I only would permit one to desecrate a Isra Min HaTorah when there's a need, when there's a Chel B'Foneinu. So the Chazanish over there says not only when there's a Chel B'Foneinu, it's also when there's a Machla B'Foneinu, when there's a sickness in front of me, when I know that it'll have use right now, meaning that I know how this will help me. And he says this, the Noid Yehuda authors it when it's not bilfonin. The Noid Yehuda is talking about a case where I don't know what benefit I will have for it. There's nothing, there's no circumstances right in front of me that I can use it for. The Chazan Ish brings a raya for this from the famous story from Yisrael Salanter that he made Kiddush Leil Yom Kippur during an epidemic where he told that the entire Kila has to eat on Yom Kippur. He made Kiddush in Shul, even though nobody was sick in the room. But because it would lead to danger, therefore he allowed them to do it because there was a machla bilfonein, there was a sickness present. Although we know that the Dayanim of Vilna were very critical of what he did, but the Chazan Ish brings this as a sniff to his opinion that would be permitted when there's a machla bilfonein. So translate that to our case. So according to the Chazan Ish's understanding, it would be permitted, even according to the Noid Yehuda, to have a skin bank. Paiskim want to say Besalins Chazanish because there's a machla b'foneinu. We know that there's a sickness, there are burns, people get burned, there are terrorist attacks, and therefore it'd be considered as a machla b'foneinu, we would permit it. Although Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the way he's quoted in Nishmas Avram, Yerdeya, Chelik Peis, Simon Reish, Samach Dalet, was not of that understanding of the Noid Yehuda, and his understanding of the Noid Yehuda was that I have to have a chayla b'foneinu, I have to have an ill person in front of me, it's not enough to have a machla b'foneinu. So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it would come out l'isra that one would not be permitted to have a skin bank. So another rai that people want to bring is Tosfos in Nida on Daf Nun Hei. The reason why they want to bring this Tosfos besides the Chazan Ish is because the Maram Shik and the Chum Sefer are of the opinion that donating an organ is only when there is Sakonas Nefashos. But when it's just a regular chayla, would not be permitted. I would not be doicha just for a regular illness. And since a lot of the time skin grafts are not for life-saving operations, they're more to fix burns, severe burns, albeit, but since it's not sakanas nefashis, it still would come out as an iser, according to Chachamim Sofer and the Rambam. The Brigan Taisus needed that. And hey, the Taisus says that this only applies to that there is no iser of having anah from a deceased skin. The iser is only on the body itself. He learns it out from different dinman kachshim, since it's learned out from the Egla Rufa, and the Egla Rufa is a Isra of Kachim. So they learn, he has a whole limud over there in Kachim that it wouldn't apply to the skin. Although the counter argument is that it doesn't seem that we take on this opinion of the Taisus, that skin is Anah. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, but one could argue that the reason why skin is Aser, the Hanah in Halacha, is because of Taisus and Henin Rafim Ches, where Taisus over there equates the skin not to the body, but rather to the Tachrichim. And it could be that the tachrichim are different, that if I give permission, and this is what the place can bring, for you to have anah before I pass away, then it would be permitted to have anah from the tachrichim, and so to the skin, because the skin is not going to have an iser of the body, rather have an iser of the tachrichim. Halacha l'maiska, I think that the standard opinion in the Israeli chief rabbinate is to allow for every hospital to have 50 samples of skin, so that it should be used only for needed basis and not for random cases. For further discussion of this topic, you should see Shal Shuvas Nishmas Avram Chelek Beis Yeradea Simen Reish Nun Zayin. This topic of skin banks is an ongoing discussion amongst the Paiskim, and therefore a Rav should be consulted, because opinions will vary based on who your rabbi is.